Harper Audio presents A Crack in the Edge of the World, America and the Great California Earthquake of 1906. Written and read by Simon Winchester. Copyright 2005 by Simon Winchester. Production copyright 2005 by HarperCollins Publishers, Inc. Now the spoiler has come. Does it care? Not faintly. It has all time. It knows the people are a tide that swells and in time will ebb, and all their works dissolve. Robinson Jeffers, Carmel Point, 1954. Prologue. The created world is but a small parenthesis in eternity. Sir Thomas Browne. Oh, would some power the gifty gie us to see ourselves as others see us. Robert Burns to a Louse, about 1785. The Well-Illumined Earth. Some while ago, when I was half idly browsing my way around the internet, I stumbled across the home page of an obscure small town in western Ohio with the arresting name of Wapakoneta. It rang a distant bell. Once, very much longer ago, I'd passed by the town on what I seem to recall was a driving expedition from Detroit down to Nashville. But, so far as I remember, I didn't stop there, not even for a cup of coffee. It only struck me at the time as being a rather attractive name for a town, a name that was, I subsequently read, a settler adaptation from a word in the language of the local Shawnee Indians. The town these days is nothing too exciting, which is what one might expect of a place that lies just off that part of the Eisenhower Interstate Highway System known as the I-75, not very far from the rather better known and quintessentially Midwestern Ohio city of Lima. It has some 10,000 inhabitants, and the way in which it was built, ordered, and settled a century or so ago makes it very similar to uncountable other cities found between the bookends of the Rocky Mountains and the Appalachians. It is, in other words, a classic example of the modern Middle American community, a place Sinclair Lewis would have favoured, a place of unexceptional ordinariness, known locally for the making of light machinery, car parts, and rubberware, and surrounded by large and generally family-owned farms where soybeans and corn are grown and where hogs are raised. Reading between the lines, one can perhaps detect the faintest tone of fretfulness, a concern for the town's future, born of such newfangled developments as the spread of manufacturing to Mexico, the outsourcing to Asia of much of the service economy, and the drumbeat growth of China. No doubt wishing to encourage new businesses, the Chamber of Commerce makes a claim for Wapakoneta that is shared with many other towns similarly unburdened by excessive splendour, that by virtue of its strategically important location, with all the roads and railway lines that run nearby, it's something called a transportation hub. It's a town with a past built on the bedrock of America's previous success, a present that clings by its fingernails to its own notion of stability, and yet a future in which the old Ohio bedrock seems not quite as firm as had initially been supposed, one that most people in consequence do not care to ponder too closely. However, those who expect Wapakoneta to be only blandly Middle American and perhaps a little unadventurous and dull might be surprised to find another side to its history. The astronaut Neil Armstrong, born in the town in 1930, went to the local high school and, quite rightly, no one will let you forget it. Only two other luminaries of the town are thought worthy of mention, and both are by contrast memorably forgettable. One, a heavily mustachioed hero of the Civil War who fought at Vicksburg, the other, the screenwriter of The Bells of St. Mary's, who also happens to have invented a device allowing naval vessels to lift mines harmlessly from the seabed. The town's website is where all this is so serendipitously revealed. It opens with a scratchy sound recording of an unidentified baritone reading a launchpad countdown. He follows this with the announcement of the liftoff in July 1969 of the Apollo 11 spacecraft, a ship that is destined, he says gravely, for the moon. And while his voice is intoning on what turns out to be an original NASA recording, an image of the moon swirls and grows steadily bigger on the screen until it's eventually replaced, with a booster's flourish, by an image of a bustling community and, in bold type, the name of the town, Wapakoneta. It's fitting.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?